Hoorah, hoorah. That was none other than The Codependents, recorded live at the Mecca Cafe with a little number called Baby, It's You. And, baby, it's Fred Eaglesmith on the phone.
Hey, Stu.
Hey, Fred. Thanks for calling.
Well, thank you.
You're coming to town Friday.
Right.
And it's been like less than a month since we've seen you at that same venue.
I know.
Like, should we be concerned? Are you stalking us?
Yeah, I don't know. Or you're stalking me, one of the two. I don't know.
Well, it's a good thing. It was great news that you're coming back, because there was a sizable contingent of Fredheads who were already committed to the folk festival last month. And,
right.
You know, so now we get to see you. I was kind of surprised that the Folk Fest didn't add you to the bill last month.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I think I might have insulted them last time I was there and told people they could sit on other people's tarps.
You know what? I sat on somebody else's tarp and I got heck.
Did you?
I did. The guy, actually, he was okay. He let me sit there till the end of your set, and then he sort of got, you know, a little cranky.
Oh, man, eh? It's, you know.
But it was
all right. Tarp festivals.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, not having been there at the show last month at the park, I understand that you even referenced our other Winnipeg radio pal from that other station during the show.
Oh, yeah, my good buddy there. My good buddy. I forget his name.
Jeff. It's our old pal Jeff.
Oh, yeah, Jeff. Jeff every once in a while rears his ugly head and says nasty things about me, and then he disappears again.
Yeah, he's a little whiny sometimes, but you know, he's good-hearted, folks.
Oh yeah, well, he's never been really good-hearted with us. He's been really downright nasty. In my career, he's one of the nastiest guys I've met. Really,
wow.
It's like I did something to him.
Well, you're not the only person to say that.
Oh, is that right? I feel sorry. I actually sort of felt sorry for him. You know, I mean, I tease about it, but I feel like, wow, the poor guy. You know.
Well,
it's easy to be nice, Stu. It's easy to be nice.
It is.
Yeah.
Now, the big news is that coming through this time, you have a brand new, rather exclusive album to unleash upon us.
Yeah, totally. I have this. You know, we snuck it up from the record company. We're meeting with them, and then they had the discs, but they didn't have the covers. So we hid it under our coats, took all the discs, and then we make our own covers on the road.
Wow. So
yeah.
It's a musical group, and it's an arts and crafts set.
Yeah, exactly. The drummer's high on glue all day.
Well, I figure it probably pays to keep the band occupied on the road, you know, habits of musicians being what they are.
Well, you know, an idle band is the devil's right hand.
Yeah. Now, word on the street is that anyone that may have been, you know, shall we say, challenged by the sounds of Cha-Cha-Cha and Tinderbox are real happy with this one. Now, it's not all Gordon Lightfoot covers, is it?
Actually, you nailed it.
Ah.
You nailed it. It's an extended version of Gordon Lightfoot, one song, yeah.
Cool.
No, I guess I didn't challenge anybody. I never know what really challenges people, you know what I mean? So when they're challenged, I go, really, I challenge you on that one. Because, you know, it's my work. It just feels normal to me. But apparently this one doesn't challenge them.
Wow. Well,
I don't know if that's a good thing.
Hmm. Well, we'll find out Friday, I guess.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
One thing I've noticed about the Fred Eaglesmith show over the years is that, unlike some bands who present themselves as part of a scene or a global community of some sort, the Fred Eaglesmith show is more of a self-contained universe all its own, kind of like Kiss or Amway. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm not sure if it's like Kiss or Amway, but I do know what you mean. Yeah.
You know, you clearly work outside of the guidelines put down by Blue Rodeo as heads of the Canadian roots music cartel.
Yeah, well, you know, the roots music cartel in Canada is a world, sort of a world that people have created. It's not really reality, you know. It's a much bigger world than the Canadian cartel. So I just tend to stay out of it a little bit, because it seems to feed on itself after a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're out there all the time. We're just out there all the time. We don't just play folk shows, and we don't just play root shows, and so. You know, last night we were in Kindersley, Saskatchewan, you know, where no one's ever heard of anyone.
Yeah.
You know, And that's sort of what we love to do, just be outside of it.
Well, you know, regardless of what anyone thinks of your business practices, one thing nobody can deny is that you have the coolest merch booth of any touring act in the world today.
Well, you know, that's how you stay on the road,
yeah.
Right? You know, it's a traveling show, and I've never known a traveling show that didn't hawk their wares. That's part of the game, and I figured that out a long time ago. If I wanted to stay on the road, you know, I don't know if those guys, those old friends of mine who sort of laughed at me when I was younger, who are working at the airport now, I'm not sure they're not going, geez, I wish I'd sold some merch.
And you know, there's a real general store kind of vibe going on at your merch booth. You know, unlike any other merch booth I've ever been to. And I guess props has to go out to Corey for that.
Well, you know, Corey's really on it. She really wants to do it. She loves to do it. You know, the girls are on it all the time. They're always making stuff for it. They're always, you know, the Gin Sisters are crafting in their RV and you know, it's a whole thing, and if you're going to be on the road these days, you have to just have to live the lifestyle. You know, Bill's running the RV. Tiff Jin's husband's running the RV on veggie oil.
Wow.
So he's out back at restaurants every night during the show, scarfing veggie oil. You know? I really think this is rock and roll. I think this is how rock and roll started, and I think it's what rock and roll has come back to. And you know what? It's too much fun.
There you go. And now there's been a real influx of estrogen in the band of late. Is that a good thing?
You know what? It's sort of amazingly good. I didn't think it would be, but it's really, really fun and it's really good. And you know, I keep the girls getting along pretty good, and they keep the guys in line. And I've actually had less trouble with this band than I've had with a lot of my guy bands.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Now, as fans, we Fretheads tend to feel a shot of pride whenever one of your songs gets covered in the musical mainstream. Are there any new ones coming up that we should be looking out for?
I'll tell you a funny thing today. This is hot off the press.
Ooh.
We got a call from a boot company today. They want to record. They want to use my song for their commercial. I haven't heard it yet or seen it. It was just a funny thing to come. You're asking this because I've been walking around all day going, really, my song in a boot commercial?
Wow. Do you have a song about boots?
No, they want to use Crashing and Burning, my song Crashing and Burning.
Huh.
Which none of it makes sense to me, but this is what sort of happens to you know. I never know who's going to, I always hear about somebody's going to cover my song, like, you know, somebody puts it on hold. One time Garth Brooks put all my songs on hold.
Wow.
And then he never recorded any of them.
What a guy.
And Reba McEntire did the same thing.
Huh.
For all my songs. She said, send over all the Freddie Gospel songs, and that was the last we heard from her.
Wow. Well, Miranda Lambert had a nice run with Time to Get a Gun.
No, it was really good for me. Really good.
Do you get different kinds of feedback regarding songs depending on the artist that covers them?
Well, there just was a bit of a tiff with the Ottawa Citizen about Time to Get a Gun. They asked her a question about it. She got in a huff about it. They called me about it. And there was an article today in the Ottawa Citizen about it. But yeah, some people don't like the fact that Miranda sort of sings it like a gun girl. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And some people don't like that Alan Jackson sings my song or Toby Keith sings. They don't like Toby Keith because of his politics. And, you know, girls who wrote Happy Birthday, they couldn't pick who sang their song,
right?
And I can't pick who sings my song. Like, just, I love them. You know, for years and years, the Winnipeg Folk Festival wouldn't hire me. For about 10 to 12 years, they wouldn't hire me. And a guy told me there, he says, you know, those guys won't hire you. He says, but when we walk around the campfires, he says, everybody's singing your songs every night. And that's the best thing in the world when people are singing your songs. And it doesn't matter if they're stars or they're just people with guitars, right?
Exactly. Well, along that lines, I was browsing through iTunes the other day, and I noticed that you can now buy an actual karaoke version of Time to Get a Gun.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Do you know what? I might buy that and fire the band.
Hey!
I'm going to download that, kick the band off for that song.
Have you ever participated in karaoke yourself?
You know, I did once on my birthday in the Yukon about 5 years ago. My band took me in and signed my name. And I'll tell you what happened. My favorite musician in the world is Chet Baker, right?
Sure.
So I was singing a Chet Baker song, and we were in a really rough Yukon bar, and they were going to kill us. They were going to kill me for saying jazz in this bar. They were like, they were not happy about it.
Well, if only they'd had time to get a gun on there.
They would have gone, he sounds like the real guy.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking of doing a tribute band to myself.
Hey, that would work.
You know, tribute bands are selling better than bands right now.
Yeah.
Right?
And you have to do an album all in order, too. That's the latest thing.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's the latest stick. You got to perform an old album all the way through.
Oh, you do? Like in order? Like the songs tracked the way they were put on the record?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, really?
All the kids are doing it. Well, actually, not the kids. The old guys
are
doing it.
Yeah, no, this is the old guy stuff. This is old guy stuff.
Yeah.
It's a photo of a photo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Photo of a photo.
So the 17th annual Fred Eaglesmith Charity Picnic is coming up soon.
Right.
What's the difference between a folk festival and the Fred Eaglesmith Picnic?
There's no volunteers. Like, none. I don't think we have one volunteer.
Wow.
It's run with three people. Once you get in the gate, unless you're being an idiot, nobody hassles you. Right? There's one stage. No tarps.
And you're there.
Yeah, I'm there. That was a very good one. Yeah. Dude, I wish I'd said that.
Well, thanks so much for calling, Fred. I know I'm sure there's sound checks coming up and all like that, but we're gonna see you Friday evening at the Park Theater. Very exciting.
Well, thanks so much, dude. I really appreciate you doing this for us.
Not a problem. Anytime.
Okay. And if people saw the show 3 weeks ago, right?
Right.
This show is totally going to be different. It's going to be Dark Side of the Moon in the order.
Cool.
Order, okay.
But the same jokes, I hope.
Same jokes.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a million, Stu.
We'll see you Friday.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.